Good day. This is Paige Estrotori here to bring you this week's insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. First up on our rundown, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, has flagged its concerns about an evolving regulatory landscape around artificial intelligence and automated decision-making in our industry. The worry is that a fragmented approach could create disparate rules, hike compliance burdens, and sow confusion across the sector. Any rush to include AI considerations in privacy policies could lead to costly redos once the final regulatory guidelines are in place. To sidestep this problem, the ICA is rallying for a 12-month transition span to incorporate fresh privacy provisions. Their proposal underscores the relevance of finding a harmonized path that safeguards Australian citizens' privacy, whilst ensuring a practical mechanism for compliance within the industry. Such reforms will ultimately serve to protect the sensitive data of millions, a critical objective in our increasingly digital society. Moving on, a recent survey conducted by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA for short, sheds light on how climate change is impacting insurance practices. More than 90% of insurers who were surveyed predict that climate change will invariably affect their underwriting practices. It highlights pricing uncertainties and policy exclusions as prime concerns. Despite improvements in managing climate risks, a concerning 1/4 of large corporations demonstrate decreased maturity in this area. The APRA stresses the essential role of strategic risk management. After all, our industry must continue to evolve and use technology and data analytics to address climate challenges. In an eyebrow-raising verdict, one individual recently learned the hard way that fraudulent claims can backfire and lead to a comprehensive denial of compensation. Insurer QBE, after undertaking a rigorous investigation, uncovered faked invoices amidst genuine claims. It's a stark reminder that integrity is fundamental in insurance claiming processes. After all, even a single fraudulent act can nullify an entire claim. These developments showcase the ongoing tension within the industry in relation to policyholder fraud. Lastly, we turn to an alarming trend hitting home for many Australians, that of skyrocketing insurance premiums, largely driven by climate change consequences. With severe weather events on the rise, costs are shooting up, stretching households thin. An illustrative case is that of Bernadette Sista, a Brisbane dweller, whose premiums doubled amid escalating storm hazards. Given these realities, now more than ever, it is vital to transition to more sustainable energy sources. While oil and gas remain our dominant energy providers, the pursuit of green energy, like electric vehicles, is gaining considerable interest. This could be a significant piece of the puzzle in easing the burden of climbing insurance costs. That concludes this week's Insurance News Wrap from Financial Services Online. As always, visit financialservicesonline.com.au for further details on any of these topics or for help with your personal and business insurance needs. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estrotori, this Wednesday, November 20th. Until next week, stay informed and stay covered.